Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Big soft titty dot png.
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 Oh, anyway. Okay, we're recording now.
The fuck? What? You still?
Yeah, we're recording now.
Is it the same one?
No, I deleted it.
Oh my God.
What? We're only like 10 seconds in.
I was doing really good though.
You made...
A crow.
I don't know. Okay, how many bird sounds can we do?
Well, what ones do you think you can do?
Ow, ow, ow.
What's that?
Sick crow, I guess.
All right. Okay, and that's Bugs Bunny, as we all know and love.
Yeah.
Here's one that I've got.
Yeah.
It's like kookaburra.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a burra cook. It's not well known, but it's the sinister twin of the kookaburra.
Twin.
Yeah.
Evil twin.
Evil twin.
One that lives in the attic.
Yeah. Oh, I got another one. Another bird I can do.
No, it's my turn.
Okay.
Here's another bird. Goodness gracious. Well, I can't stop. It's so cold out here and I can't stop tap dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got the most positive feeling tootsies in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a penguin.
Mm-hmm.
You seen Happy Feet?
Yeah, I haven't. But as soon as you said positive feeling tootsies,
yeah,
the thesaurus part of my brain activated and conveyed the reference to me.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah. That's also an orgasm that Dustin Hoffman had once. The positive feeling tootsie.
It must be so fun to have an orgasm in a movie.
You think? To pretend to have one?
No.
Or to have a real one, but it's in a movie.
Maybe it's even better if you pretend to have one, but you're pretending that it's fake. You're like, oh, I'm not coming for real, but then you know that you are.
But if you said that out loud, I think it would raise a couple of suspicions. Yeah, it was an accident. I meant suspicions, but we don't have to fucking talk about it.
Okay, good. I think if I said that out loud, everyone would be like, well, it's an interesting choice, but what else do we expect from the bad boy of the stage?
Do you think? And if I say it out loud, they're like, this fucking cuck.
Yeah, this stupid little fuck.
What's she doing? This smelly little bitch.
Okay, excuse me. Your line is, sorry.
Okay.
And that's the one line you have in this production.
Okay. and I
of Avengers.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Well, I'll can I try again?
Yeah.
All right.
But once again, Robert Downey Jr. gets to slap you as hard as he wants.
Okay.
And this is for behind the scenes.
But why? But I don't see why we have to script a behind the scenes.
Listen, with this much money around the whole franchise, we really
and want to... action harder, Daddy. He hasn't even slapped you yet.
Yeah, you're really fucking this up. What's your name, Debbie? Debbie Larder.
That's kind of it, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's as good as you're getting in this the Marvel franchise. Hey, I was at a gig tonight, and someone on stage was like, "Oh, what do you do for work, buddy?" And the guy's like, "Oh, I'm a drafter. I work for Marvel as a drafter," and she was like, "Oh, so you like round up the horses for them?" Just immediately went to that.
What?
Not as a joke either. She was like, "Oh, so you're the horse guy at Marvel?" And he was like, "No, I make the props for I'm responsible for putting together the props."
That's kind of, I almost sort of see it.
Yeah.
But what if he'd been like, "I'm the pony guy at Marvel"?
It would be really good if he was the pony guy at Marvel. Also, I'm starting to think about other ways that like farmyard jobs have relevance in Marvel, for like the way they got them all together in that iconic battle scene in Avengers Endgame was to get a dog to round them all up. But then the dog wasn't good enough, so they got a little pig.
Yeah, yeah.
Bar-am you, Robert Downey Jr. and the Chrises line up in a row obediently.
How many Chrises are there in show business?
Oh, so many.
It's Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker. Chris Pratt.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. Chris... Tull. Absorb power from the moon. Very popular in LA.
Crispy chicken strip.
Yeah. Chris Chin Rock. Very important to listen to on the way to your audition. So you go in with a good positive feeling.
Chris. It's Cher, but it's her husband, Chris.
Because if you marry Cher, she can't take your name because she only has one name. So you take her tradition of...
You lose your name.
Yeah.
Last name.
She takes your last name, but then she throws it away because she's only got one name.
She takes it. She takes your name and it dissolves in her lack of a last name.
And she actually ages backwards 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I'd love to... tell you, but I can't. Anyway.
You're looking at that edition of New Idea.
I got an edition of New Idea, Demi. Hey, did you know that Joan Collins is 86 years old and looks like this?
Let me see. That's Joan Collins?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is a magazine and there's probably a lot of like...
It's at the Oscars also.
Well, so I can imagine that an 86-year-old looks like that. Like, yeah. She's probably got a wig on and it's a magazine.
Genuinely, though, like... I'm just impressed. The amount of work that goes into making a person look like that after 86 years of wear and tear.
Yeah,
it's like
true.
It's like how impressed I am by the work of a good taxidermist.
Yeah.
Just taking a fucking corpse and giving it the illusion of life.
Are you thinking of a mortician, babe?
No, I'm thinking of specifically people who stuff the corpses of animals and give them the appearance of life. Because that's kind of what you're doing to like old people.
Yeah, I don't know whether I would
call... red carpets.
But I don't know whether I would call a dead animal a corpse. I think I would say carcass, where you said corpse, and I thought, do you think that morticians do taxidermy?
No. I meant maybe I misspoke on, and I'm glad we're able to pump the brakes and really work out how I fucked up. But so I guess you're right that carcass would have been the better word there. Mm. Give me back the magazine.
No, I want to look at it. Okay. Elton John looks kind of like he looks way younger than he has in like 20 years.
Hmm.
Looks young. Here you go. Here's the magazine.
Thank you. This is why I'm the one who holds the magazine.
I'm not allowed to hold a magazine anymore because I missed a bunch of juicy goss.
Brad and Jen's Oscar baby bombshell, Demi.
Mm.
This is Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston.
Yeah. Their Oscar that they won had a baby.
Oh, they must be so proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the Oscar is holding its hand in front of itself. It's holding a sword there, but the sword... It's fucking CC and the Nanny Tactics, baby. It's hiding a big bulging belly. Every Oscar comes out pregnant.
I don't know whether CC... I think you just think CC and the Nanny is a trope for pregnancy because I talk about it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I talk about it a lot as well. I think you'll find I also think about it all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Whenever you express a personality trait or any interest in something, yeah, yeah, that's me too. Also, yeah, actually.
Always, and I've always been like that.
Yeah,
I always will be, I guess.
I was like that a few years ago, so maybe you should think about being less of a copycat.
Yeah, true. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's nice to hear. I'd like to congratulate Bindi Irwin and Chandler and on their shotgun wedding. Bindi Irwin and their...
Could I be anymore? You have a dead dad.
She's
marrying Chandler.
She's marrying Chandler from the famous television show F.R.I.
Free.
Yeah.
The famous show Free.
What were they doing in the fountain in Friends? They were frolicking.
Kicking.
Yeah.
Yelling. There was... Joey was collecting snails.
Huh. Holding each other under.
There was actually, the series was meant to be about seven friends. And one was a eel.
Hmm.
And after that fountain scene, it got squinched.
No.
They couldn't film any of its scenes.
Jennifer.
It had actually, like, already recorded 90% of its lines.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But then it was killed.
That sucks.
So Mike Myers took over and did it in a Scottish accent instead.
So the eel is still in Friends, but voiced by Mike Myers.
Yeah. You know Gunther?
Yeah.
Yeah. Voiced by Mike Myers.
It's voiced by Mike Myers and is also an eel.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow, so. I didn't know that. And I continue to not know that. As I say this, I'm forcibly wiping the part of my brain that was tricked into viewing that as real information. Because... I don't know about you, but doing this podcast makes me worry that one day I'll be like I'll be sinking into quicksand and my brain will reach for the information that is like, stay still, struggling makes you sink faster.
Yeah.
But instead I'll be like, Gunter is voiced by Mike Myers. Gunter's an eel and he's voiced by Mike Myers in Friends. I'm like, no, my nonsense brain will just sink into fucking sand, never to be seen again.
Yeah, I think...
I'll try and remember how to break out of a car underwater and I'll be like, wah, bah, 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 bah.
Oh, that's...
No. This part of the brain was meant to contain useful information. Yeah, man. Hey, I wish I could help you, but all you can remember is medium punch, hard punch, hard kick as reused target combo in Street Fighter V.
Have you seen the Play-Doh dentistry kit?
Mm-mm.
It's,
what is this?
It's something to behold.
Oh,
man. It's really rough. Look at that. Do you think this would be a cool... fun game for your child? Like, if you had a child,
uh-huh.
Do you think that you would just really like to let them play with this?
Oh, no. Does it have a mustache?
So you make teeth out of Play-Doh.
Oh, no.
And then you decide which ones are bad and you drill them.
Oh, man, that's really bad.
Doesn't it suck?
So you drill holes in the teeth that you make?
So you make, yeah, you make the teeth. There's like little casts and you make the teeth out of Play-Doh,
God.
Out of white Play-Doh. Or I suppose whatever.
And then I guess you pull
whatever colour you want.
Yeah, you know what? There in the UK they had to replace all the white Play-Doh.
Yeah.
People are like, what, but it's supposed to be teeth, isn't it?
Yeah, Seth, you these teeth all dead, they've come back as ghosts.
Hmm. We only seen white teeth one time and that's when the black and white TV was on.
And even then, it was pretty grey.
Pretty grey. Anyway, thanks to all the British people for listening. We love you. You're the strongest people in the world.
You're actually stronger than us.
You're so much stronger.
You're more powerful.
You gave birth to us.
Yeah.
Thank you for being our country daddy.
Thank you for being a daddy.
Thank you for giving birth to us.
Thank you for being a daddy.
Thank you, Britain.
Round the world and Becky Gaddy.
Thank you, Britain, for laying your eggs in the proud indigenous people of this land and then just bursting out. On the topic of things you found, did you just fart?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I moved on the chair.
Oh, that's okay
I
then.
Swear to God.
All right, then I can move on then.
We move on.
Red Dead Redemption.
It's an older one. I've had it for a couple of years.
The chair.
It'll squeak occasionally.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2, Demi.
The cover of it, it's sort of made to be taken to the beach, so it's sort of like it's more waterproof and won't absorb it. So it's kind of like the creaking sound sort of is amplified by the way that you move on it.
This is a new segment that we're doing, which is game and news, Demi.
Okay.
I've got an update on Red Dead Redemption 2, one of the games of the year by many people's estimations of whatever year it came out. Are you familiar with hot coffee mods? This is something that was introduced in like GTA San Andreas.
Oh.
Where there was a cut content that was named hot coffee because as part of a dating mini game, you could invite your dates in for coffee and then it would cut to a sex mini game where you got CJ to fuck the lady in question through like kind of a Dance Revolution. Okay. Yeah, it was on disc content, but then was... Sorry, I had too much air earlier today. Yeah. I had to get it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was...
Shout, let it all out.
Yeah.
Air in your lungs, don't have any mouth, put it out. I'm waiting for you. Join in. It's fun.
Oh, I'm always anxious about joining in.
It's fun to join in. Hey, come on, look.
Demi, I've got to be the skipping honest with you. I don't have any music in my heart.
No, the skipping rope's going. Jump in, baby.
Okay, here I go. Shout.
Rubbish!
Oh, no. Simon's here with his weird frozen face. Yeah, it was... So, the hot coffee mod was actually supposed to be part of the game, but then they cut it for release. So, it was still on the disc, and then a modder on the PC discovered it and just kind of like... Well, I guess this door is still open. Just like, you know, turned one thing in the code and could turn it on. Mm. Anyway, a huge scandal. But someone has implemented it in Red Dead Redemption 2. Similarly, a Rockstar game. But they've had to go in and modify it from scratch using existing game assets. So here is, Demi, a cutscene of this mod in action of the player character.
Can you have sex in Red Dead otherwise?
No. Maybe you can and it just cuts to black, but this is what they've worked on.
Why do they sound like they're getting hurt?
Because they had to reuse the fall damage sounds. Because there's no sounds of people fucking in the game. So it's just two people completely clothed. The man still has his hat and jacket on. The woman's still completely dressed.
Well, she's
on
top of him riding.
Yeah, you're right. In the West, they wore protection, not with condoms, but by keeping their stirrups and spurs on.
Yep.
Yeah. And then in just a second, if I can get this to go a little bit further. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Yeah, she switches.
Oh,
which means
God.
They've just turned her around.
Oh, my God,
around.
They just
She's
turned her around.
His crotch.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a thing where he's kind of waving his hands in the air like he's being held up. I don't know what they've done. Anyway, it's great.
God, that's great. It's not sexual at all.
I know. Isn't it good?
It's so
just
interesting.
Just like lying there. Imagine if your cum noise was the same noise you make after you like corked your knee on a fall. Ow!
My goddamn knee!
Oh, that cliff! Oh, I fell off a cliff! You say as you're coming.
Mamma mia!
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa! Mario does that same run when he comes, but it's just spurting out of his willy. But he does the same uncontrollable run. Anyway, Bindi Irwin and Chandler Powell, there's a shotgun wedding, Demi. Except it's not really a shotgun wedding. But...
Wait, she's pregging?
Yeah, in their snaps at Australia Zoo, Bindi appears to have strategically covered her stomach with her furry friends. Because they had to take photos, so they... I guess Bindi Irwin just was there holding, I don't know,
Loose.
Cow. Yeah.
Just an Australian moose.
Yeah. And one of our beautiful Australian meeses.
Yeah.
The moose is Australia's most gorgeous animal.
The moose is Australia's most Canadian animal.
Mm-hmm. By far. So By polite. Far.
So polite.
So gorgeous. The
Hello, I'm from Canada. Can I stand in front of your tummy? Your dad was a hero, he was. Sorry for bringing him up. Stingray. Sorry, I didn't mean to be insensitive. That's just what moose in Australia say. Stingray. We're just big fans of Neighbours back in the mid-2000s.
Was this a character on Neighbours called Stingray?
Yeah.
And Toadfish?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They were friends. Stingray was That's a real good. Gronk.
Oh, no.
Mm.
What was his deal? Because I never watched like Neighbours or Home in a Way.
Literally, he was a gronk. Oh. And he died in like a motorcycle accident.
Oh, that sucks. Did he fall off his motorcycle?
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Fell off his motorcycle.
His motorcycle was going too
fast.
They
were fast, like, oh my god, we forgot to put the all on there. Oh my god, he was riding a motorcycle?
It was just two wheels. We've got the middle bit, which is the all.
Oh my god, I can't believe we forgot to put the all on.
Oh, it had a motor. If it didn't have a motor, he would be with us today.
Oh yeah. It was just, he was carrying a motor. There was one wheel rolling in front of him, one behind. He was running down a hill. Shot himself in the head.
Michael and Kylie's shocked divorce.
Oh, God.
I say Kylie.
Oh, God.
Kylie is spelt K-Y-L-Y.
Hello. I did come back because I didn't remember how to leave last time.
Oh.
That I was to come here once.
Uh-huh.
We did found my way back here. Big ass for me. Big, big ass.
Kylie.
It is me.
Jenna.
You did forget about me? No. I have come back. Tell you what, my mother.
Yeah.
Have, of two of them, me, I have.
Two mothers?
Two, yes. Think about it.
What do you mean?
Think about it.
Oh, I see.
Yams. Yams. Have them both one asshole, okay. Other one sort of also one asshole.
This seems pretty spicy for you, Kylie.
Like to want to be here, talk to you about you, say my name, married to Michael. Love him, baby. Make me wear my makeup make you buy it.
I think...
I have to go, bye-bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, Kylie spelled K-Y-L-Y.
Kylie.
Michael.
Ren.
Michael Clark, Australian cricket star.
Is he old or like a younger one?
He seems like...
Dude, cricket?
I don't know. He's been married for 7 years.
Cricket?
Yeah.
Fucking blows.
It's no good,
It's so
it?
Fucking boring.
It goes for so long.
It goes for like 5 days sometimes and people are like so into cricket. I literally can't understand. Like some sports, I guess I kind of understand. I think baseball has so much like... you know, silly shit around it where they're like, you can just kind of like, or at least back in the day, you could be like fat as fuck and be like a really good baseball player. And like, that's so cool and chill. And like footy, I guess is like, actually, I don't think I understand Australian football really.
I think that I would feel the same way about a game of baseball as I did about a game of cricket.
You think so?
I believe so.
Well, baseball goes so much quicker though. And like,
and the uniforms are kind of cool.
And they're kind of cool and they're kind of silly about some things and you can steal bases.
Yeah, but
that's
nice.
Like cheating isn't actually part of the game of cricket.
Yeah.
If you could just cheat and be silly about it, I think that would be great.
There should be a game of cricket where every year a few of the rules don't apply.
Yeah.
You don't have to hit the ball. The wicket, you only have to protect one of them.
Yeah.
And it changes each time.
Yeah. You have to actually, sometimes you are only allowed to protect the bat and not the wicket.
Here's a great way to make cricket interesting and have it carry out over like several days.
Yeah.
The fielding team get to carry the wicket wherever they want.
Yeah.
And the bowler has to bowl at the wicket.
Yeah.
And the batsman has to pursue them through any means necessary to be in front of the wicket.
Yeah.
So he can hit the ball.
Yeah.
And That's all. He just has to defend the wicket against their attacks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think a good rule of cricket might be that the audience, is that what they call them at sporting games?
Yeah, that is it.
The audience gets to decide who is killed at the end, at the beginning of the game.
At the beginning of the game, we get all the audience to hold up their thumbs. Yes. And if enough people point at one player, he's killed on the spot.
He is killed on the spot.
Not given the chance to say goodbye to his family.
Sometimes it's the umpire and we're like, well, fuck. I don't know how to even play then. Cricket right now, without our brand new rules, cricket might as well be called crickets, because that's what I fucking hear.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it.
That's the sound.
That's how I feel, what I hear.
Yeah, cricket.mp3. Replace that with crickets.mp3. I think you've got it there.
Yeah, here I've got a tape of it right here. Ready?
Yeah.
Crickets.
So that was an independently recorded MP3 of the title of the thing. You know what I do like about cricket? I like that you have to be like, when you think you've gotten someone out as the bowler, you have to turn to the referee and go, huh? What'd you think? How was that? Was that cool or what? it's the only thing where you have to turn to the referee. It's the only sport I could think of where you have to turn to the referee or the umpire and be like, oh, you like that, right? And the umpire either has to be like, I like that, or not cool.
What about...
And seeing their faces when they don't get it is so funny.
What about darts?
Darts? Hmm.
Because sometimes when they throw the dart at the board, they're sort of like, what do you think, board? Where did I get you? And the board's like, right on my little nose.
Wouldn't it be nice? Here's my pitch for darts. The number value of the segments is only revealed after a dart hits it.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Do you, on the subject of people yelling things out, did you ever see that clip of the guy bowling?
Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
Everybody. Are you going to play it?
I've got it up. Can we watch it?
Oh, yeah. Just if anybody wants to see it with the visual.
Yeah.
You gotta look up bowling. Who do you think you are? I am. So good. It's so like he had so much emotion to the point of being incomprehensible.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of beautiful. I wish for that feeling sometimes.
I would love to have, that's the great thing about sports is that there's no other field where like you have that moment of clear success.
Yeah.
Of clearly winning and being the best at something. You're frowning because I've put my socks under my knees.
Not only put your socks under your knees, you took your socks off and wiped the armpits of your knees.
Yeah, and now they're in there.
Now they're just stuffed in one side. Is that underneath sweatier than the other?
Yeah, I'm a sweaty guy. They're both stuffed in.
So you've got one sock in each?
Yes.
And Tom has rolled back, showing me, sort of presenting.
Do you like this?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Huzzah!
It's bumming me out.
Anyway, Michael Clarke, in January 2018...
He's the cricketer?
Yes, indeed. And
this person upside down looks like Fergie.
I guess, kind of. They kind of look like generic model woman. Kylie. That's Kylie. In 2018, Michael Clarke said... I'd like to, about children. Mm. So he wants children. Currently has three children.
Mm.
And in January 2018, he said, well, I'd like to have 10 more. I'd like a full cricket team. But I don't think Kylie feels the same.
I'd like a full cricket team and then three more kids to play the wickets and then two more kids to play the stumps.
And as soon as you get a few more kids in there, well, they're spectators. Yeah. And that's what really makes the game sing. Gives the other kids something to strive for.
Eventually, I'm going to breed a kind of child that has one very skinny leg and a wide, flat torso to be the bat.
I want a really long child to serve as the circle that surrounds the field and lets you know when you've got a four or a six.
And when it's not being used as a cricket pitch, I want two very tall children and two very, very tall children to be the goalposts for different kinds of footy games.
I want to fuck my wife so she can make a basketball hoop out of a little boy. I want to get a bunch of stem cells and mush it all together until I get a backboard.
I'm going to get a boy with a big, big lip and then put a lip plate in it. Make it really wide. Put a piercing in there. You're a basketball hoop, son.
Now grow your hair real long and let's hollow out that lip so you can fold your hair through for the net. Oh, something about that satisfying swish. Grab your knees, you're a ball. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
If we have any daughters, I'm going to breed them to have one foot that's a spring so you can never stand still while you're playing netty. That's what I call netball. Only girls do that.
It's so good.
I'm Michael Clark.
That's Michael Clark. It's always so good because, like, obviously there's a lot of stigma about being a dad who cares. You know, there's so many deadbeat dads out there. It's good to finally see a dad caring enough to be like, I'm going to breed my daughters. Since then, however, it appears the couple have struggled to make their relationship work, especially as Kailai's career in interior design and presenting took off. And then a source has said,
Michael, hello, put me on a sausage!
Yeah. That was from tomato sauce. Of course.
I live outside the Bunnings in a Toyota Corolla 1989. Oh, there's a marquee up. I can see the smoke from the sausage.
Oh, my God. Are you excited about the saucy sauce?
I can't wait to have a bloody lie down on one of them. I hope I don't soak up into too much of that bread. Wonder why. Tip top if I'm lucky.
Tip Top is like a private school doing a fundraiser. It's like, come on, guys, just sell the bread. You'd make more than what you need. Here's a quote about Michael Clark, the cricketer. I wonder what Sauce will make of this. Michael doesn't really have a lot of close friends. He doesn't catch up with any of the cricket guys anymore. It's just work and home life for him.
Yeah, he hasn't talked to Jiminy in forever.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Sorry, I need to go take a celebratory shit after that. Jiminy!
It's funny. Kailai is very social. She always had her heart set on being someone and is very focused on her blog and YouTube channel.
Oh, boy.
Imagine getting divorced because your hot wife is focused on the YouTube channel.
Well, wait, is that legit why they're getting divorced?
Well, no, they're probably getting divorced because he seems very boring and doesn't have any close friends.
Well, it's very funny to be like, hey, I would like to have more kids. Also, just before I finish this sentence, don't forget the sport that I'm involved in.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be good to have, I don't know, Tito Ortiz be like, yeah, no, I definitely want kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like three. Two to fight, one to ref. Get him in the cage.
All right.
You're looking at Michael Clark, huh?
Inside Michael and Kailai Clark's beautiful home.
I completely sympathize with naming your kids something that's not a name. Because by now, I've met someone I disliked of pretty much every name, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, but the thing, here's an actual real thought.
Yeah.
The problem with it is that, what?
Here's an actual real thought.
Do, do. This is my
an actual real thought. That's boring. Let's talk about anything else. Yeah.
Here's an actual real thought. I'm horny and angry.
Wow, she's a double threat.
So first of all of Kylo's videos have sub 400 views, mostly. Some of them have around 600, but that's about it.
Well, she's also a presenter on like a fucking, you know, one of those Channel 7 renovation shows.
Yeah, but so, it's just like, stop making these videos.
Yeah.
But the thing that I want to say about weirdly spelt names is that it was a staple for white people for a really long time to make fun of black people's names. Uh-huh. Right? Like names that black parents would name their children that were like interesting and different.
Yeah.
And I feel like white people are trying to do that exact same thing, but they want to be unique while still being the same. They want to still fit into like the same class of person. So they name someone Kylie, spelt Kylie, because they're like, yeah, it's different. Mm. You know, like you hear that story about the kid whose name is spelt L-E-R, and it's like Ladasha.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's like, it's different, but they don't want it to sound different because they don't want to sound like, quote, ghetto or whatever.
Yeah.
That's my genuine feelings about it. I'm like, people want to give their kids interesting names, but they don't want to be mocked for it because they care too much about what people think. So they try and like, it feels like it comes a little bit from appropriation, but in a way that is like untraceable and just like fucking annoying.
Yeah, right.
Also, my name's Demi. Like, there's not heaps of Demis, but there's some Demis. It was weird. It went Emma, first mum's kid, Leah, kind of weird, Demi, what? Nikita? Bleh. Weird. You're a drill.
I think you're putting your...
What?
I don't know. That's... I mean, I'm Tom, but I'm weird in that I'm just Tom. I'm not Thomas.
That is actually really weird.
Right?
Because people were there, your parents were like, they're going to call you... Hey, did you just fart?
Yeah.
Or is it the chair you're sitting on?
I'm lying on the floor. Tragically, I've dodged any excuse. Fuck, this is what I was going to tell you.
Do you know what your fart sounded like then?
What?
Plurred. Plurred.
This is what I was going to tell you. The other night, I had people over and they played some board games. And at one point,
I wasn't here.
No, you weren't. You were in Melbourne. I was...
Yeah, thanks.
Around the corner... For the listeners, our place is laid out so there's like the lounge room has a little bit that's slightly out of sight. Oh my God. Like
it's so unnecessary for you to be saying this.
It's necessary.
I was out of sight is all you have to say.
Yeah, because I was in that little bit. So I was poking my head around the wall and then what our guest heard was something approximating, and they looked at me, and I saw in their eyes disbelief, and one of them was like, did you just fart? And it wasn't because they didn't think I was capable of doing such a rude thing. It's because the sound was genuinely unidentifiable as the classic fart we all know and love. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I thought it'd be silent. They were like, why? And then I had to be like, oh, no. Well, because what I was doing was I was leaning forward because I wanted to still be in the conversation, but I'd pulled my pants down and my underpants, and then I was grabbing my cheeks and parting them completely, and I'd opened our bin so I could fart into the bin. Because I didn't want it to impact this lovely evening.
That's so
I figured that would just shut the smell away and it'd be silent and it'd be the perfect crime.
Do you know, I've told you before about how I used to fart in cupboards and just in case someone walked into the kitchen and smelt it.
And to stop burglars from taking your stuff from the cupboard. To stop burglars
from taking our dustpan and broom.
Nothing in here. Just smells.
And then sometimes when I was like back in the day when I was probably about 12, I used to like when mum was out of the room, if she'd be like, oh, I'm going to the toilet, I would fart in a cupboard that I was like, I bet mum looks in this cupboard as a prank. Just like fart in the pantry and be like, hee hee hee. I bet she goes in there to get the spaghetti. She's in for a mild surprise.
What happens if you fart on a candle? Does a candle take smell of fart?
Candle don't take smell of fart. Candle get... maybe a little bit big from fart of smell. Candle don't affect.
But if candle not lit.
Candle not lit, candle just stay.
Candle stay. But.
Fart is fog, candle solid.
Yes, yes.
Candle big, fog little.
Candle big, fog little. Even if fog much, fog still not affect solid.
Yeah.
Fog gas.
Fart gas, fart, not candle, flame, flame, flame.
Yeah.
Flame is fart.
Natasha and Mickey have been...
What would you say?
Slow down. Me no no. Natasha and Mickey have been kicked off Married at First Sight. There's nothing much here, but I did like this little bit of the article.
Yeah.
It's believed the pressure got so bad for Natasha that at one point she suffered a terrible panic attack. Next paragraph, next sentence.
Yeah.
Quote, I had a panic attack on there. We can't reveal who, but sources close to them say, I had a panic attack. It's good. Anyway.
Yes. Who are these dummies that are having a baby?
These are Eden and Cyril. They're a reality TV couple, Eden Daly and Cyril Paul. They were on Married at First Sight. Eden says...
Is Eden the woman?
No.
Oh, Eden's the man, Cyril is the woman?
Yes. Cyril Paul says the birth was traumatic. But meeting her little bub made all the pain and heartbreak of her and Eden's turbulent relationship worth it. Yikes.
Oh, my God.
I probably took every drug you could take during labor. Cyril jokes.
Meth, crack.
Yeah. She was.
Oh, not the recommended drugs. No, none of them.
Yeah, no, they had to tell her to stop pushing.
Yeah.
Because she was about to give birth to a fine paste.
I don't know whether I like that. I don't know whether I liked hearing that.
I don't know whether anyone will like that. And then she says, I ended up getting cut as well. And because I genuinely couldn't push anymore, he also had to get suctioned out.
Fucking ripped. She got so fucking cut before the birth. She was like, look at my Abba Dabbas. Grate some fucking cheese off them. I'm fucking cut.
Being so ripped, you could see the baby smiling through her tummy.
Oh, yeah. Look at what happened?
Oh, nothing. You just had your thing on a thing.
Kicking technology. Who cares, man? I don't.
Yeah, just... stamping the thing that's connecting our very tenuous connection.
Yeah.
Connecting our connection. God damn, Tom. Firing on all cylinders.
They've got two babies there.
What you're looking at is a photo of them and the baby.
Yeah.
And then there's also a photo of just the baby.
Okay.
So it's the same baby twice, Demi.
They've got two babies, and then there's one. She's over here and she's got a big tummy.
Yeah, there's big tummy lady. So that's from before.
Before when?
Oh, this is nice.
What?
When their little bundle of joy finally arrived, Cyril and Eden struggled with what to name him, but there was one thing they could agree on. He looks like a perfect blend of both his mum and dad.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, let me... All right. Keaton? Is it Keaton? Is it Renesmee situation?
They're just calling him Bub for now.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. This guy also has... the thing that makes me think that someone is going to absolutely beat the shit out of me in a fight, he has a tattoo of text on his ribs.
Yeah, I just saw that and I was wondering what is it. Can you read any of it?
No, I can't.
Wait,
I tried.
Can I have a look real quick?
Yeah, for sure. Let me pass you this. There it is.
Let me hear it.
There's the dude.
All right.
It's the guy.
Oh, let me see. Oh, you circled it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can read it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Baby love short, then short, then short, then baby love short, then short, then bread. Says that over and over.
Wow, crazy. It actually reaches down to his leg, and then what's this on his calf? Yeah. Short, then bread. Wow, it goes the whole
just
distance.
Keeps going up the middle of his leg and then down his dick again and up the other side.
Yeah, you're right. It zigzags across.
Yeah, that's so weird. That's really interesting. Body. But it can put around the outside of his body like an outline in some kind of pop art fantasy.
That's cool.
You know?
Yeah, anyway. It's kind of like they've just added a stroke to him in Photoshop.
And what's this on the baby's ribs? It wasn't a tattoo. It was a birthmark. A baby love, short, then short, then short.
Hey, you know what? You should be able to tattoo your baby.
No. your baby should be able to tattoo you.
You're right. You should give your baby a needle and whatever it does, stays.
Does feel weird when the baby comes out blank when, like, there's two tattooed parents, you know? Imagine if I had a baby and it comes out and it doesn't have any tattoos.
What if they meant he's the perfect blend of mummy and daddy in that he has a incredibly tattooed back and left leg? And that's why they keep him swaddled.
What if they mean...
Because he's just covered with tribal skulls.
What if they mean he's a perfect blend of mummy and daddy because just as he was crowning, the bed tipped and they all fell into a very big Nutribullet. And then poured it into a baby cake mold.
Oh, no. Okay, well, guys, let's salvage what we've got here. We've got enough to make one bub. You should be able to just, like, make a baby by chopping off a finger of two people chucking it together. Yeah.
Plant it in a pot.
Yeah.
Water it. Fertilize it. I guess with cum, I suppose, maybe.
I guess. I don't know. I think maybe piss. Cum's had its time in the limelight.
Cum's had its time. I think piss is the new cum.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? For so long, we've been making people with cum. And where's it gotten us? Here. Now, it's piss's time to shine.
It's piss's time to shine.
In 2020?
Hey, you know, we used cum and we came up with Trump, okay?
Yeah.
So now it's time for piss.
In 2020, we're pissing in pussies.
In 2020, we're pissing in pussies. And let's piss anywhere. Let's piss in other places, see where the babies come out.
How could it make things worse?
How could it possibly make things worse?
Things have been so bad.
Have you seen Round the Twist?
Let's just use some piss here.
It's weird that you can just, like, get trees. And, like, have you seen... Yeah, so... Anyway, what else is in there?
Just picturing some listener. Steepled fingers. Yes, it is weird. The idea that anyone listens to this is so crazy. And the fact that we're an Acast means that, like, we talk about this bullshit for so long, and then it's like, banking's never been easier. Like, oh, I guess I was watching TV the whole time and not just listening to two idiots.
You need somewhere to put all that piss that you're not using right now? Well, with our new piss bank called MediPiss Private.
Please stop pissing in our ATMs.
It doesn't work like that. We've got special chutes that we will send to your house and you send us your piss. We'll freeze it. It doesn't work like cum, but we will keep it.
This is Judy Garland, Demi. Are you au fait with Judy Garland?
Yeah,
at all?
You kidding me? That Lord of the Rings is not what she was in. She was in Lord of the Flies. She was in Wizard of Oz.
Yes,
that's what I meant. Judy Garland. Yeah, she rules. Have you ever seen? I was just trying to get there. You know, I didn't want there to be dead air, and I was just trying to get there. And I knew Lord of the Rings was the first thing that came to my mind, so I just got there eventually. And
yeah, you kidding me? Entirely wrong answer,
dude. Just fucking chill
out,
okay?
Everyone knows she's in the lion from the MGM logo. I love Judy Garland.
Paw Patrol, right? I mean,
oh, I love when she
else.
Sinks into that marsh while that kid screams at her.
Yes, 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 yes. She played Chucky Pickles, yes?
Yeah. Anyway, hey.
His name was Chucky Finster. I'm so sorry. Nobody at me. It's Tommy Pickles, Chucky Finster. She,
Chucky
though.
Took Tommy's name after they got married.
Yes, that's true. Who pegs who? All grown up, I really want to shout it out. And I just wanted to sing that to make it clear that there was canon past them being babies, so that what I said about pegging didn't sound like I was talking about infants fucking each other.
It would suck to be pegging in a relationship where you both have penises.
Why?
It's like,
wait, that's not pegging, that's just anal sex.
Yeah, but... Like, what? That's the situation that you were outlining.
Yes. So. No. Chucky is wearing a strap-on.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Shh.
But that means that at some point they were like, hey,
babe,
you know what?
It's okay to make a mistake.
All right. Well, this is Judy Garland. Hey, she had
this
a tragic life.
This is me
life,
giving
huh?
information to myself. This is just me. You know, sometimes it's easier to... give advice than to follow your own. So I'm giving you advice that I need to follow.
Yeah.
Hey, it's fine to be wrong.
So I can chew this up, regurgitate it back to you.
Yeah.
Don't you ever be wrong.
Judy Garland, have you ever seen videos of her tap dancing?
No.
Incredible. Mm. Truly incredible. Genuinely.
I made the friends I had over last night watch that video.
You didn't have friends over last night.
Night before.
Okay.
It was the night when you weren't here. They were actually here. And,
yeah, were they here?
We were doing a lot.
And you farted?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't lie about that, so you definitely had friends here.
No, I definitely wouldn't.
You would never make up that story.
I definitely wouldn't make up a slightly self-effacing thing to hide the fact that I'm very very lonely.
Your asshole, I think, is like, based on the sounds that sometimes come out of you, it's like you super definitely, almost definitely, also definitely, yes, definitely have lips down there.
Yeah, I agree with
sometimes
that.
They're like, wibby dibby gibby libby, yeah. I'm a fart.
Wibby dibby 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 do.
Yeah.
What I picture...
Microwave oven. That's how half of Tom's farts sound.
That's true. It's really great to get that much diction down there.
The Taming of the Shrew on Blu-ray. Tom's asshole just sort of yells that.
What I picture is the art for the Magic the Gathering card Howling Mine, which is kind of a big skull made out of
cave. That's cool. It's hard to pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you have just first seen it. And is that like a little...
It's an artifact from Magic the Gathering.
No, but like the little cart coming out of it. It's like because people mine down there, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. But that's something kind of like a magical track that it's on?
Yeah, it's covered with runes and such. Anyway, Judy Garland, she had a tragic life, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Judy Garland's mother was jealous of her because...
Yeah, I already know all this.
Oh, okay. Are you familiar with the quote where Judy said that her mother said that if she didn't feel good, her mother would say, "You get out and sing or I'll wrap you around the bedpost and break you off short."
Mm-hmm. Sucks, right?
It sucks.
And then she, you know Judy Garland's kid? Oh, she's right there.
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, isn't that interesting that Liza Minnelli now, who is like a very famous and like sort of iconic to a lot of people woman, it's like Judy Garland, we only know her as a young woman because that's all she ever was, really?
Yeah, you're
isn't
right.
Isn't that fucking wild just because of substance abuse, but also like kind of like studio mandated substance abuse almost?
Yeah, because they used to like get her up on amphetamines during the day and then just knock her out with sleeping pills at the night.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy to just have a person like... turn them up and down like that. Imagine
like
if we had someone... Do you reckon the podcast would be better if Zammit was doing that for us?
I think just any input from anyone else would probably improve it.
Yeah. Hey, this is a general call out to anyone in a supervisory capacity at the following companies. Sans Pants, Acast, Planet Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Why not? Let's make the jump.
Yeah. Telstra.
Radiotopia.
Yeah. Radio rentals.
Yeah, NPR.
Tandy's. I know you're out of business, but maybe someone called Tandy can come help us
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Wondery. Who knows what crimes we're going to commit in the future if we don't get the help we need. Ooh. If anyone has any idea what to do with this podcast.
Yeah, let us know.
Mum reveals, my husband's deadly affair. Ashley Burke's life turned upside down in a double heartbreak. When she answered the door, the police delivered two horrific blows. Her husband had been killed. And the murderer, it was the man his secret mistress was married to. She says that he... Do you reckon they were like, all right, well, I'm going to tell her he's killed because that's worse.
Yeah.
And you tell her that she's...
And that'll soften that blow.
Yeah.
Wait, no, wouldn't you be like, all right, let's be like, okay, hey, the police hate... All right. All right. Now, the police... No, there's a new law, I'll say.
Can
hey,
I?
New law.
Okay.
It's illegal to cheat on your wife, so I'm here to tell you that your husband was doing that. But he's dead! He's dead! He's dead!
Okay. No, here's what we do. Okay, we walk up to the door.
Okay.
Take our hats off.
Yeah.
Then knock. And then... And
well, what do I do with the tiny little cowboy hat that I've got underneath my police hat?
We're going to keep that on to lift her spirits.
Okay. Yeah. Well, isn't it going to seem insensitive when we first get there and I've got my regular hat on?
No, it's going to be very useful for you to have that tiny cowboy hat on because it's going to really distract from my tiny bowler hat.
Okay. All right. And so do you want me to stand in front then? You sort of be a little bit back. Shall I talk first? Do you want to... All right. You just tell me your plan because I interrupted.
No, I feel like you kind of want the line. So maybe we'll just do your idea.
Okay. So we go up.
Yeah, sure.
And
I guess I'm behind you.
You don't have to be.
It's fine.
Do you want to...
I don't know. I guess I just kind of had an idea about how we were going to approach the case.
I want to I want to support your idea. Tell me. I didn't know about the bowler hat.
I was just telling you then, and you interrupted me.
Okay.
So I don't know how I'm supposed to tell you the idea.
I promise. Listen, I know I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that. Okay.
But
tell me. No, you can tell me. Listen, we have a job. Please. We have a job to do, and I want to hear your idea right now. Please let me support you.
Okay. Okay, my idea.
Sorry, that was. I really did fall asleep. Sorry.
I just find it so hard to trust you.
Why?
And you had my trust, but
what
now
do you,
you
mean?
Don't, because I can't tell if you did fall asleep.
I did. You know that sometimes that's a hard thing. You know, I almost didn't make it in the police force because I have that kind of narcolepsy.
Okay.
That's induced by really, really boring ideas.
Yeah, you have a very rude form of narcolepsy.
Yeah.
I thought we agreed that we'd have our phones on silent when we were on duty.
Yeah, that's not my phone.
Okay.
It's the phone of the little mouse that lives in my hat.
All right, well, I guess...
What's your idea? Tell me.
Genuinely, just do what you want.
No, I don't want to do what I want. I want to do what we want together. Clunk,
clunk. I've shut the door of the car.
Okay.
And I'm sitting in the back because I need some space. And I'm putting on some music.
But I'm sitting in the front. I didn't get out.
Okay, well, now I'm getting out. Clunk.
Okay. Clunk. Are you okay? Do you want to do this?
Clunk. I'm back in the car.
Fuck. All right, well, I'll go on my own. I've got your hat. It's on my hand. Making a mouth out of my little fingies.
Okay,
are you
I'm
sure
texting
this is
you.
All right.
And you get an alert.
All right.
Okay, you read the text and it says, I was just going to say we should ask her if she wants the good news or the bad news. And then you get another text. Not sure which is which yet. Really depends.
Fuck, that's really good. I wish I'd let him.
You look at me and both my hands are pressed up against the glass and my nose is squashed up against my face to see how you think my idea is.
I'm on a stepladder.
Why?
I know it's yes and.
E-S-A-N-D.
I roll down the window from the outside. I don't know why I have that installed. It's only just come in handy.
It's so, because if any criminals get in the car, you need to be able to break them out of it. Hey.
I cradle your face in my hands.
Oh, yay.
And then I speak to the perp sitting next to you and say, can we have a moment of privacy?
Yeah, sure.
Will you come and do this with me? She needs us.
Yeah. I'd do anything with you. You know that. I just need to feel like we're equals.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to get out?
Yeah. If you'll get out too, I guess.
Okay.
Clunk.
All right. Well, you have to wait until I unlock it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Wait one sec.
All right.
I can't remember if I put bullets in this thing.
Oh, no.
Ashley Birch had an idea that something was going on. She says, all of a sudden, he was never home and he wasn't loving anymore. He was so cold, even to the kids. Going up to your dad and he's like, Dad, what I learned at school today, fuck off.
I don't want to fuck you.
Come on, dude. I got another place to go for this now. Ashley was nursing her 7-week-old baby Titus, T-Y-T-U-S.
T-Y-T-U-S.
Yeah, and Emmett had been hiding a steamy affair with a paralegal named Candy.
That's
which is the most
incredible.
Iconic person to have an affair with name.
Yeah.
The cat's here, and we're both scared that he's going to sit on the laptop.
Hopefully he'll sit on my laptop. Look, maybe if I pretend to be on it.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just kind of like sweeping my hand on these keys.
That's good, yeah. That'll trick him.
I think it really will. I just love him so much.
He's rubbing his little face on the screen.
Oh, he's rubbing his face on your screen.
But
oh, no.
It's all right. I think we'll be able to stop him.
I love you.
D
Dealing with the complicated grief of losing her husband while simultaneously learning about his infidelity was a lot for Ashley to take in. And then she says...
Well, a lot of the time, it's like when you break up with someone, you're like, it'd be so much easier if you were just dead.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to be sad about, like, you leaving.
But this is like you don't even get to be mad at them. Like, you don't even get to be like, hey, you hurt me by doing this.
Yeah.
They just, like, they kind of get away with it scot-free despite having the worst thing in the world happen to them.
Yeah.
Maybe
not the worst thing in the world.
I mean, getting shot to death is...
That's over pretty quick.
Yeah, but, like... The thing itself, even though it's over pretty quick, is pretty bad. He's lying down.
Oh my god, he laid straight on my foot.
He's so good.
Oh my god, I love you so much.
Hey, Demi.
Yeah?
Here's a quote from Ashley.
I love you more.
I love you more.
Okay.
I'd met her. I knew her. She even bought us a present when the baby was born, knowing all the things that were going on behind my back, Ashley says. And hearing all the facts about how he died and how the bullet entered his heart and his head... It didn't help me heal at all.
Oh, those are the two things you used to cheat with.
Yeah. hearing how the bullet perfectly excised the part of him that loved her.
Why did he lie down right here? It's so beautiful.
All right, we got another... Demi, we're close to the end on
Tom.
This. Demi... Oh, hey, Julia Roberts was caught with a new man, by which they mean she was walking, holding her friend's hand while her husband walked behind them.
Julia Roberts was caught with a new man, a baby that she found. The newest man you can get.
Roberts, 51, seemed ill-acquainted with how to care for the child as she lifted it with one hand on top of its head like a claw machine.
Dropping it into the prize bucket that she'd strapped to her waist and declaring, Daddy, I won.
I am pregnant now. I am the pregnant one. Having holding a baby in a bucket in front of your stomach.
So good.
Also, most girls dream of being kissed by a prince, but Sharon Stone appeared to be less than thrilled when Prince Albert II of Monaco gave her a kiss on the hand.
Ew.
So I was like, well, most girls dream of being kissed by a prince, but this celebrity didn't like it when this old creep pashed her fucking palm.
Ew, but also, she doesn't even look that bummed. They're just like, no. Oh, she's not fucking beaming, so anything a woman does is bad.
It's almost like she's experienced every possible form of good emotion and just doesn't care about this.
Yeah.
It's just some cunt saying hello. Anyway, let's get to this. The most important part of the episode, Demi.
All right.
The final page.
Yes, the final segment of our podcast, which is Elephant in a Snow Globe that you give to your granddaughter. What is it this week?
We are keeping that special trend going. Celebrate the special bond with your granddaughter.
Oh, fuck yes. Granddaughter Elephant Snow Globe.
With free two-way personalization of this shitty little bracelet. You get to choose what your name for your granddaughter and the name your granddaughter calls you. The options are Nana, Grandma, and Grammy.
This is a great thing because it's like one of them has like, so the two-way personalization. So Sophia on one side and then the other side, it has like on the back and it says Nana and then in smaller font, loves you. So it's like, can you imagine there's one woman that's like, I just want a Nana bracelet.
Oh.
She's like, I don't really love her. Can you just write Nana on the back?
Hello.
And then write Nana on the front?
Hello. Now, I've been looking to get some jewelry made, and this is hard to bring up, but my first name is Grandma. And I'd love something to just solve that question. Well, see, this is exactly the kind of question I'd hope to avoid.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the whole bracelet. I like it.
It's very good. How much is it? Are we going to get
it? And also, can you read that poem?
Oh, yeah, let's read the poem. And this comes on the box that you... Oh, yeah, arrives with touching poem card. Okay. My dear sweet granddaughter, you have been such a blessing from the start. Remember that you are always a part of my heart. I love you very much. It's not even a poem.
As soon as they said granddaughter, I was like, they've set themselves up real strong here. Can't wait to see how this pays off. And how it pays off is it doesn't.
How
and
it pays off is you give that. It $50. Dear sweet granddaughter bracelet, show that special granddaughter of yours how you feel with a new jewelry creation that you can customize in two ways. Introducing the Dear Sweet Granddaughter bracelet, handcrafted in an exclusive design. At the center of this fashionable bolo-style bracelet, you'll find a beautifully decorated bead engraved on the front with your granddaughter's name. Oh, it's just a bead. It's not even like metal.
No.
It's just a bead.
We should start a line of jewelry that's just centered around how much grandmothers love their granddaughters.
That's a really good idea.
A response line of jewelry that is for granddaughters to give to their grandmothers.
And tell them how much they don't fucking care.
Hey, lame. A big bracelet that says you are not an app.
I think
I'm bored of you, doodle.
I think TikTok. The only merch that we can have for this podcast is shirts that say I love my grandma.
I like that.
Or I love my granddaughter.
Yeah, I'm into that. All right, well, thanks for listening to BigSoftT.png.
Buy tickets.
Our new idea series.
Buy tickets to Tom's show and our duo show. Just Google it. We're in a bunch of cities. Okay, bye.
Brisbane, Adelaide, Melbourne. Bye.
Bye.
Do you think they've gone?
No, it's going to be fucking embarrassing if they do. We're gone for a whole nother hour.
Oh, no, the cat's stepping on the recording.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.